KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's clear and 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Topping local news, Atlantic Fire and Rescue were called to the scene of a house fire Sunday evening at 509 Oak Street. A neighbor saw flames shooting from the building and called 911 a little before 9:20 p.m. Fire Chief Mark McNeese said no one was at home at the time. First crews to arrive on the scene found heavy smoke and flames, and they were able to get most of the flames knocked down within about 10 minutes, but then some other areas began to flare up. There were no injuries, and Medevac Ambulance, Atlantic Police, deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office, and Cass County Emergency Management Director Mike Cannon were on the scene. Fire crews remained on the scene, according to McNeese, until about 1:30 this morning, checking for hot spots and overhauling the situation. The chief said the cause of the fire remained under the investigation, and the Salvation Army assisted the family with their shelter needs for the night. Well, a man from Nebraska was arrested around 4:30 p.m. Sunday in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 28-year-old Todd Eric Foster Jr. of Omaha was arrested on a Cass County warrant for theft in the second degree. He was taken into custody following a traffic stop on Highway 34 west of Red Oak. Foster Jr. was transported to the Cass County Jail here in Atlantic and held on a $5,000 bond. Police in Creston say the Creston True Value reported on Friday that sometime between 7:30 p.m. Thursday and 7 a.m. Friday, someone hooked up two trailers containing two case skid loaders and stole them from the property. One of the trailers was an R&W flatbed trailer, black in color. The second was an H&H flatbed trailer, black in color. One of the skid loaders was a yellow-colored Case 430. The other was a yellow Case TR-320. The loss was estimated at $80,200. Anyone with information about that incident is urged to contact Creston Police. Saturday morning, a man living in the 500 block of South Birch Street in Creston reported to police that sometime between 11 p.m. Friday and 6:30 a.m. Saturday, someone stole his Yamaha two-stroke boat engine off of his trailer. The loss was estimated at $550. Later that same morning, a man residing in the 800 block of West Adams Street in Creston reported that sometime Saturday, a window was broken at his residence. No damage estimate was immediately available. Police in Creston report also there were several arrests over the past few days. On Sunday, 33-year-old Tashina Martwick of Reading was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, third offense, and possession of paraphernalia. Martwick was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $5,300 bond. And 32-year-old Brody Pingree of Creston was arrested on Sunday on a Union County warrant for the charge of failure to appear on an original charge of criminal mischief in the third degree. Pingree was being held in the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond. Saturday, 40-year-old Dustin Seeley of Creston was arrested for trespassing. He was cited for the offense and then released at the scene. Gregory Kaufman of Creston was arrested for public intox second offense. He was released from the Union County Jail with charges dismissed. 44-year-old Hyvis Thatcher of Creston was arrested at her residence Saturday on a Madison County warrant for a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Thacker was released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. And last Friday, 22-year-old Keegan Williams of Jefferson was arrested in Creston for interference with official acts and on two counts of contempt of court. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,300 bond. 62-year-old Gregory Kaufman of Creston was arrested Friday for OWI second offense. He was later released on bond as well. And 37-year-old Lacey Davis of Lakewood, Washington was arrested Friday in Creston for theft in the fifth degree. She was cited and released from the scene. In our funeral announcements, Irma Meyer, age 100, of Texas and formerly of Atlantic, died April 12th. A memorial service for Irma Meyer will be today at 10 o'clock at the Lincoln Funeral Home and Cemetery in Lincoln, Nebraska. Joe Wagner, age 69, of Atlantic, died May 31st in Omaha. A celebration of life memorial service for Joe Wagner will be today at 10 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Susie Pilling, age 68, of Macedonia, has died. Funeral services for Susie Pilling will be today at 10:30 at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Jean Schiller, age 77, of Des Moines, died Wednesday. Graveside services with full military rights for Jean Schiller will be today at 1 o'clock at the Dalmanutha Cemetery in rural Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Hilmer Mathis, age 90, who is formerly of Griswold, died April 30th. A memorial service for Hilmer Mathis will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. John Roscoe, age 64, who is formerly of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Minnesota. Graveside services for John Roscoe will be tomorrow at 10:30 in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Gerald Wilson, age 82, of Oakland, died May 31st. Funeral services for Gerald Wilson will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Michael Laverty, age 71, of rural Lewis, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mike Laverty will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Reacon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Evelyn Rader, age 86, of Fontenelle, died April 24th in Carroll. A celebration of life for Evelyn Rader will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Eugene Pat Thompson, age 97, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Graveside services for Pat Thompson will be on this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery with full military rites by the Greenfield American Legion, Head Honduras Post 265 and VFW Post 5357. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Patricia Cunningham Drager, age 93, of the San Francisco, California area and formerly of Greenfield, died May 31st. Funeral services for Patricia Cunningham Drager will be on Friday, June 14th at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Richard Dalby, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Richard Dalby will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jack Boyk, age 86, of Messina, died Sunday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Jack Boyk will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Cheryl Campbell, age 77, of Irwin, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Services for Cheryl Campbell are currently pending at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Raymond Christensen, age 85, of Grimes and formerly of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Raymond Christensen are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.